Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Continuing to celebrate my 16th anniversary. On this day, my broadcast is in downtown Cleveland, Ohio. And I'm up here working with the Lakewood Chamber of Commerce and the Rocky River Chamber of Commerce and Bloomberg Television and also Cox Business. And the four of those four organizations have put together a program with local small business owners, and they've invited me up here to talk to them today to share some ideas, and I'm going to be doing that. And I'm excited about interviewing so many members of the local community, the local chambers of commerce today. That's what this show is dedicated to introducing you to real-life small business owners out here on Main Street. And we got one of those animals with us right now. Mike DiStefano is here, and he's co-founder and co-owner of DMS Management Solutions. And he's a local small business owner and a very proud member of his Chamber of Commerce. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on being a great small business owner. Now, you're in the management business. You're in the business of helping small business owners operate more efficiently, more effectively with their management systems, right?
That's correct. We help out small business owners with accounting, financial, payroll, QuickBooks software training, bookkeeping, tax services, whatever they need to assist them in running their small businesses.
Do you actually do tax help, or do you just help them? We help them with the technology and the training for those things.
We'll actually do tax preparation for them as well, and them to tax planning.
Okay, so you're sort of a hybrid management / accounting firm.
Yeah, we our services are all a la carte, Jim. We sit down with small business owners and look at what they're doing internally, see who they have on staff, see what they need as far as assistance from the accounting side. We'll provide a manager, controller type individual that is dedicated to that business and helps them out in whatever areas of accounting and payroll, et cetera, work that they need some help with.
Right. Okay. And then, of course, you offer them the availability of software programs and the training to operate that software.
Correct. A number of people.
Are you a reseller?
We are not. But a number of people have purchased QuickBooks. They really don't know how to use it, or they're not using it, you know, entirely. And we'll help them out, you know, use the program more efficiently and more effectively in their business. Some businesses, you know, we'll start off with, and they don't have any software. So we'll help them purchase software, help them learn how to run it.
You'll help them, but they don't realize that they need. You know, they don't realize how much of an advantage the technology can be for them. They're working too hard and probably taking too many steps and being too inefficient, maybe even not accurate. And the technology can help them with that, and you help them identify, find the technology, and then operate it properly.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, I always say, you know, business owner is great at what they do best, and, you know, what we try to help out with is, you know, assisting them on some of the administrative end and keeping that business running smoothly.
Being a small business owner is the hardest job in the world, isn't it? Too many hats to wear and not enough heads to put them on.
You got that right.
Yeah. So, okay, how many employees you got, Mike?
There's 7 of us all together. There's 5 full-time and 2 part-time employees.
Right. And what are you seeing for next year? Do you see growth, or do you see things staying about the same? What do you think?
I see growth. I wouldn't have been able to say that back, you know, several years back. But I see, you know, slowly, Jim, I'm seeing improvement and growth in the small business area. It's exciting. There's a lot of exciting things happening in the Cleveland area these days. So I'm really encouraged about the small business owner prospects going forward.
I'm really glad to hear that. You're a member of the Lakewood Chamber of Commerce?
That's correct.
And tell us why you're a member of the Chamber of Commerce.
You know, the Chamber is great in helping out small businesses. They provide some learning and networking opportunities, such as the learning lunches and and after-hour events. I really enjoy the ribbon-cutting ceremonies. They're great for small businesses that are starting out.
Right.
There's a ribbon-cutting ceremony that the chamber runs, the mayor, and there'll usually be some city council members that attend. So it's a great event for
right.
You know, new owners in the area.
Hey, Mike, I need your website, please.
The website is www.dmsmgmtsolutions.com.
All right, so check it out. Hey, Mike, am I going to see you later today?
You are. Definitely.
I'm looking forward to it. Thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thanks so much. Take care.
Mike DiStefano, ladies and gentlemen. I'll see him later today. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, signing off for this hour. I'll be back after the news, and I love Chambers of Commerce.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.